Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I got a buddy who's in a postseason fantasy league where you take two quarterbacks. You can take anybody you want. Two quarterbacks. Two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, defense, and you can take whoever you want, and then whoever has the most points. The quarterbacks that you would have wanted to take: Josh Allen,
Brock Purdy,
and it might even be Purdy and Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, yeah.
Might even be Purdy and Prescott turned out to be have the best fantasy numbers. The best running backs? Well, McCaffrey with his day. He was unbelievable.
135 scrimmage, and then who else would have had a good one? Who else?
Although he didn't score. Yeah, he scored. Well, he scored a receiving touchdown.
Mm-hmm. It counts.
That absolutely counts. Travis Etienne had 109 yards. Kenneth Walker had a touchdown. There weren't a lot. Saquon had a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, Saquon. Yeah.
Although he only had 53 yards rushing.
Yeah, but two touchdowns, 12 points.
Yeah. And then receiving, the biggest day?
The biggest day receiving, not Isaiah Hodgins, is it?
DK Metcalf had 135 yards and two touchdowns. 136 yards and two touchdowns.
Hodgins didn't have a touchdown.
Hodgins had a good game, though.
He had a good game, yeah.
105 and a touchdown. 105 and a touchdown, yeah.
What about Gilmore? What did Stephon Diggs end up with?
Stephon Diggs had a nice day, 114, but no touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
Best tight end?
Best tight end, Hockenson?
Hockenson had 129 yards. Gerald Everett, though, had 109 with a touchdown.
Woo! That's pretty good.
That was real good. Dalton Schultz had two touchdowns, 95 and two.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't an easy game.
No.
Postseason fantasy. Neat.
I like it. It's kind of what Underdog does, something like that, although you don't get two, you know, you get a pick. Everyone gets to pick the same player, but you do have to draft, and so you don't get
this isn't a draft. You just pick whoever you want.
And there's no – I like that. Cool. Very similar teams, but that's okay, because when you go off the beaten path and you say, you know what, I'm going to play Brock Purdy. The problem is there's no advantage to it. Like a salary cap standpoint, you can spend more on someone else and less on quarterback.
No. There's no salary cap. But he said you got to pick somebody different that has a big day, otherwise you're not going to win anything. And he had Brock Purdy, and at the last minute he put in Cousins. He switched him out for Cousins. Yeah, and Cousins had a nice two. Yeah, but Josh Allen killed himself with the two interceptions and seven sacks.
Trevor Lawrence too.
Yeah, seven sacks. Joe Burrow was one of the worst this past weekend. Four sacks. Josh Allen got sacked seven times.
There's going to be some of them he took, like he could have gotten rid of the ball, and some of them stepped up in the pocket and ended up getting sacked. But you know what? I think they're going to have some issues against the Bengals' pass rush. I think that they could, Hubbard and Hendrickson could crash down on them a little bit. That could be an issue for them also. I'm with you. That just feels like too many points for the Burrow and the Bengals to get. They're battle tested from last year. I think the Bills are going to win, but I could see that coming to one to four points.
Yeah, it's a last minute game. So somebody who I don't know who had the worst weekend, Maher or Joey Bosa?
Joey Bosa, because he lost.
Joey Bosa lost.
Yeah,
Joey Bosa, and he cost his team. He cost his team mightily with the head. Not only that, but he lined up offside on one play that was huge, huge play that got him a first down when they had him stopped. Joey Bosa had himself a bad, bad game. He was, and did you see? He wasn't even on the field for the last drive. They didn't even put him on the field because he had three incidents with the referees in
Oh, in that's the second right. Half. I keep forgetting that was not the game winning. That was just a touchdown and 2-point conversion.
Yeah,
that was still an entire drive. Wait, he didn't play the entire last drive?
He sat on. He was pacing up and down. They didn't put him in the game.
That's
because he hurt him the last in three different drives.
Yeah, but man, he's a rusher
and he's a captain of the team. He's got a rusher, C on the jersey.
But his stuff with the officials. Maybe they were feeling like it was at a boiling point. I take my chances.
He had an unsportsmanlike. And he had thrown the helmet down and gotten and cost his team on the 2-point conversion, and he lined up offside as well. Here he is talking about the refs, and you tell me how this is going to go for Joey Bosa in the future.
I need to be more accountable for my actions, obviously, but it's a heated game, and I'm hurting out there. I'm playing on half a leg. I'm getting dragged to the ground, whatever. Could hurt me, along with screwing our team. And yeah, maybe some of them weren't as blatant as I thought, but I don't know. I think there just needs to be more accountability on. If I say something to them, I get a $40,000 fine, but if they blow a call that ruins an entire team's season, they get to. They're probably back in the locker room after the game, like, "Oh, got that! Oh yeah, got him! 15 yards! What a loser!" I guarantee it. That's what they're talking like in the back. Whatever. Power trip. I'm sick of those people, and I'm just about my third F bomb so far. Sorry, but man, oof.
He was going. It was going fine for him, like. Be more accountable and this. I'm like, oh, what's the problem with this? Like, I'm sick of those people. Power trip. They probably say, oh, yeah, I got him. Like, Joey, you were doing fine. Did I ever tell you about when I had to interview Joey Bosa? So my agent, the guy who does my contracts for me, he got me a deal in Chicago. It's my second year. It's my first year with Russ. And he got me a deal like, hey, I got you a deal to do something with Metrics. You're going to interview Joey Bosa. I was in Chicago for the draft. And he goes, you're going to interview Joey Bosa, and it's going to be across the street from Wrigley. And you're just going to sit outside, and people can come around, and you're just going to interview him. And then, you know, he's going to talk about metrics. You're going to talk football, and then there's be some, you know, we had some metrics bars, yeah, talking points. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And so they had this bus, a metrics bus, and Joey Bosa and his, you know, I think his dad or his people, whoever it was, they got on the bus and they were sitting there. And so I'm like, okay, well, I got to go on there and introduce myself to Joey and maybe start preparing, you know, asking him some other questions. I went in there and started talking to him. And I mean, he barely, yeah, no, he wouldn't talk. And I'm like, oh my God, it was supposed to be a 45-minute Q&A. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he won't answer. There's almost no answers, and, you know, a little meatheady, as you can tell, a little bit. And I just thought, how in the world am I going to be able to, if he answers questions like this, like there was a general disdain, and I just thought, this is going to be terrible. So I go out there, I sit on the stool, he sits next to me, we get ready and start. And he actually, like, he turned it on, and yeah, he was answering questions and acted way different. But, like, not the friendliest guy in the world, but it was fine. It was not a problem. But, man, just talking to him, you could tell, A, he's not, like, the nicest guy in the world. And, B, I mean, if he wasn't a football player, he'd probably be lifting weights anyway.
Yeah.
No. He would definitely be lifting weights.
Honestly, God, when he's on the sideline –
Sunday. You have a voice go through your head when you see him.
When I'm Saturday night, I'm watching a game and I'm like, he's a meathead. He is a meathead.
I don't know. Do you get the same vibe with Nick Bosa though?
No,
I don't either.
No. I don't know. I never talked to him, but Joey seems like, oh my gosh, you're right. He'd be lifting. He'd be a bodybuilder.
That dude would be involved in something picking heavy things up.
Yep, yeah.
So, whether for fun or for work.
Refrigerators or whatever.
I mean, that's kind of his deal.
All right, you know what's Craig? Speaking of weightlifters, what about Craig DeSerf?
Well, Craig DeSerf used to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Like, for real, he's friends with Lee Labrada. That's a real true story. And he sent me a picture yesterday of some weightlifting thing. It wasn't him. I said, you should Photoshop your own face on that, Craig. But Craig used to actually be a bodybuilder. He's not a bodybuilder now, mind you. But he is a guy who's put in some serious work on making sure that you are happy with your carb buying experience. And let me tell you something. Nobody is better than Craig DeSerf when it comes to making sure that the carb buying experience is top-notch from start to finish. It starts with the trade-in value. Well, no, it starts when you step foot on the dealership. They're never going to hassle or hustle you. It's never a hard pressure thing, ever, ever, ever. They don't do things that way. I wouldn't speak for them if they did. Then it turns into, oh, wait, look at this. Now we've got, you know, now you've got a great trade-in value. They go over the top on the trade-in value. Now we've got leases and purchases where they find the best dealer incentives they can possibly find for you, anything and everything. And then the customer service. If they have to drive your new vehicle into the city of Houston and drop it off for you because you're too busy to get out there, they'll even go the extra mile and do that. Service, selection, it's across the board. It's exactly what you're looking for at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're in Angleton, and they're waiting for you. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, before we go on, I want to give my guy, Scott Pera, a little love. Head coach of Rice Basketball. Rice Basketball is pretty much... Do you see what they're doing? They're 13-5 right now. They've won... At UTSA.
Rice football and basketball is turning it around.
88-81 in overtime last night. They're playing some pretty damn good basketball. They lost in overtime against Louisiana Tech, and they lost to Middle Tennessee a couple of games in a row, but a three-point loss. Overtime and a three-point loss. Otherwise, they lost at Texas in overtime.
Yep.
At Texas in overtime. So... Middle Tennessee, twice they played them and they lost both games. But Scott Pera is doing a hell of a job there.
He's a good coach.
It's so hard to be a Rice basketball coach, right?
He's the one that used to be a coach for James Harden in high school,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he and James are boys, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give him a little bit of love. Nice win last night against UTSA. University of Houston gets all the love in this city. Mm-hmm. So... for Rice to be doing what they're doing at 13-5 and 4-3 in conference, that's amazing. That may be as good a job as Kelvin is doing at University of Houston, because it ain't easy to get guys at Rice and to play and compete against teams that don't have the same scholastic outlook that Rice does. Let's just put it that way.
Do you remember our guy, Carlin Hartman? He's the associate head coach at Florida now. He was with Scott Pera for a little bit over at Rice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Good for him. I just wanted to give him a little love. Congratulations.
Nah, great job by and now, see, since you were going on Rice, since you were attacking Rice, former Rice basketball player, Tory Andrews, is like, hey, John, slow down. Hey, you're taking some shot at them about something.
When did I
know? Now you can be happy about basketball.
What are you talking about?
You're always going in on Rice. You're always you're an anti-Rice guy. You're known around the city as an anti-Rice guy.
So
this thing, your love for Scott Pera, it's nice. It's a nice little turn for you.
No, my Rice experience wasn't great. That's all I'm saying. That's all. My Rice experience wasn't all that tutti-frutti. That's all. Let's get Tommy in here. I haven't seen this, but
I have. I watched episode one yesterday when I was eating my lunch.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It's good. It starts off as kind of like a zombie, you know, the apocalypse. It's an apocalyptic beginning, which are always the best episodes a lot of times, or a fungus. It's like a pandemic, but this time it's about fungus. And so the show is called The Last of Us. It was on HBO. I saw some really great reviews. Only one episode's out so far. So I guess Tommy watched it. So yeah, I watched.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, I watched episode one. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Shortest wait times across the city. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, Tommy Stark. But I just wanted to expand upon that TV show. I know you guys are always looking for new TV shows to listen to, or I mean to watch, sorry. But it stars Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones and also the little Lady Mormont, I believe is her name.
Oh, wait,
the one
that
with the nasty
her.
Attitude from the north.
That's how yeah. I recognize her.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this girl's got a distinctive face. That's right. She's Lady Mormont or whatever.
There you go.
That's
the King
right.
of the North.
That's who she is. Oh, man. Thanks for that, because I couldn't place. I'm like, she's got kind of a distinctive face.
Yeah, she's the little girl.
And I couldn't think, like, man, where have I seen her before? He's also the same guy from Narcos.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you guys are fathers that, you know, have daughters. It's a really good. I don't want to give away too much of the story, but you guys need to watch it.
How do you know the story? There's only been one episode. Do you know, like, is this based on a book or something?
Well, I don't want to get you guys jaded, you know, but it is a story from a video game, but it is one of the greatest video game stories ever.
Okay, what's
and
the video
like
game?
Like I said, don't look at it.
The video game is The Last of Us, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
It is. But trust me, it is one of the greatest stories to ever be told. Don't get jaded by, oh, it's a video game.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's fine. I saw some comments and conversations on Twitter about what's the greatest. They were talking about the greatest adaptation of a video game into a show, and I didn't know why. Like, it didn't even dawn on me that it was a discussion about anything. I didn't realize, although The Last of Us does feel like a name that I've heard before, so that's interesting. Are you familiar with the game, RJ?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it because I watched somebody play it. Like, I don't really get into video games like that deep, but yeah, I was hooked when he did it. Apparently they want to do a God of War video game, which they just finished like their fourth fourth installment of the game, but that would be a very hard thing to do. But The Last of Us was really good.
The game or the episode?
The game.
Yeah.
The game.
So I watch episode. It's that's fine. I'm in. It had some interesting things, so we're not sure what. I don't know exactly what's going on with the girl. I don't want to know. But, I'm in. I'll watch it. That's fine. I finished so many shows now that I just feel like my mind is slowly just deteriorating because I'm putting so many players, 480 to 500 players, new players every year that I've got to write up and study. I've got what's going on in the NBA, baseball, football. And I watch all these shows. And it's not a movie. It used to be I'd watch a certain amount of movies a year. Now it's like multiply that times 10. Because I'm watching entire episodes. So I just finished The Glory, which is a Korean. Because I've done two Korean shows, now Netflix just thinks I want all Korean movies. So now it's like, you know, I watched Alice in Borderland, which I love. So I watched, which is, if you like Squid Game, you'll love Alice in Borderland.
Yeah.
Really good. It's got two seasons so far. Then it's like, oh, Lance, you might also be interested in this one, The Glory. I'm like, what is this? It's Korean. And it's got some hot girls. I'm like, all right, what are we doing here?
Is it a Netflix?
Tell me more. Yeah, it's Netflix.
All these are Netflix?
Oh, these five people brutally bullied this girl. Burned her up and down on her arms, her backs with curling irons, punched her, kicked her. They brutally bullied her in high school.
Don't tell us
the whole story. Well, this is a basic one. They brutally bullied her, and now she's out for revenge 18 years later.
Like that.
And she is a cold,
what's
calculating.
It called?
It's called The Glory.
The Glory.
And let's just say, if you bullied her, now you've got a kid. Maybe this girl becomes a school teacher.
Oh no. 9:26. Let's get Mark in here before we take a break. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
How are we doing?
I'm calling about the U of H Cougar football schedule. I don't know if you're taking a look at their home and away schedule for 2023 in the Big 12.
I haven't seen it, no.
Their last home game in September is September 23rd. They don't come back for a home game until November 11th. Five games in a row on the road and a bye week.
What?
I'll hang up and listen.
Five games in a row on the road? That's impossible.
That is.
Well, then you have to have five games at home in a row, basically.
Here.
Hang up.
Yeah, he's. Yeah.
Yeah. wow, can you find that schedule?
Here I got
is that right? Because then you must have a crap load of games at home in a row.
2023 football schedule. FB schedules. This is not future Houston football schedules. Here we go. Okay. Let's see. All I got is the first three. Let's see if I can't find it. Five straight road games? Get out of here. That's crazy.
It is on there?
No, I got to find it. This one is not giving it to us. We'll find it, and we'll talk about it on the other side. It's 927 ESPN, 97.5, and 92.5. Because I got to talk right now about GiveMeTheVIN.com. I got to talk about John Clay Wolf. I got to talk about you getting more for your vehicle. I'm hearing all of these other – I mean, people are doing this. But John Clay Wolf has turned into one of the biggest car buyers in the not city, not state, country. He did a B last year, over a billion. That is unbelievable. When you're buying and selling cars, the business is unbelievable. But how do you get that big? The way that you get that big is you give people more for their car. If you're going to give me, let's say, $10,000 for my car, and John Clay Wolf is going to give me $11,000 for my car, I'm going to take $11,000. And that's what John Clay Wolf is doing all the time. He's giving, like, way more than the other dealerships or CarMax will give you, other car buyers. And I'm hearing all kinds of car buyers on, I mean, it seems like a huge business now. They buy the cars and then they go to market and sell them. Well, John Clay Wolf is just going to market and making less profit, less margin. It's just what he's doing every single time. And he's unbelievable at doing it too. And he's great on the radio. Listen to him on Saturday mornings right here. But when you want to sell your car, there's one place to go. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mark, the guy who just called about the University of Houston football schedule, you are looking at a list of teams that they'll be playing and where they'll be playing. That is not their schedule. The schedule isn't out yet. I just texted the football ops, in charge of football ops. He would know what the schedule is. We do know this. On September 2nd, they're going to play UTSA at home to start the season. Then they go to Rice. And on the 23rd, they got Sam Houston here. The thought is that TCU will be the first game, and it'll be here at TDECU, the first Big 12 game. The thought is it'll be TCU. And but other than that, nothing is out yet. Nothing is out yet. So what you were looking at was a list, not an actual schedule. They do not have the schedule. And if the football ops guy doesn't know it, then I'm going to trust that it's not out yet. He said, nah, not yet, but it will be. So there's that. It won't be easy, I can tell you that. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be fun, though, to have the Big 12 here. Won't it? Having Texas is coming here. We know Texas will be here.
For how many years?
Well, Texas will be playing here this football season.
Yeah, for 1 year, yeah.
Yeah.
You will get that. Right. It's going to be here?
Here. TCU will be here.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnston going out. Kendre Miller, running back, going out. They didn't announce till yesterday.
Duggan's gone.
Yeah.
Sonny does a good job, though. Sonny does a really nice job.
It's pretty crazy that after they really ran into a big stall under Gary Patterson, you know, after, you know, having certainly some success, TCU just kind of stalled out, and then all of a sudden they were in a national championship. Did you see? Oh, my God. I saw this yesterday. I had to send it to Solis. This was, they had a meme of TCU's defense. It says TCU's defense after the game. and it's this girl doing an interview after she got her face literally pummeled in a bare knuckle brawl. And she just said, I really had a really good time. It was a lot of fun. Didn't turn out the way I wanted. And it says TCU's defense after the game. And I mean, she is banged up now.
That is a shame. That is a shame. Ugh.
I just almost wonder if you'd rather not have played that game.
No.
And I know you'd like being there, but would you have rather lost in a super close fashion to Michigan and let them maybe take the whooping?
Maybe. But you got to the championship game.
You did, but who cares? But
yeah, no, you got
if you hadn't gotten to it, you'd have been known as, man, TCU was balling, and that's it. That's the last thing you remember.
It was a good ride, and getting to the championship game, TCU, good for them.
But then you go out, and what's the memory going to be of this season? Like, yeah, but you got – it's the worst loss in the history of the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
May never be beaten.
No.
Because never are you going to have a mismatch of that proportion, I don't think. I shouldn't say never, but – I don't know. It'll be even harder now for lesser teams in the playoffs, expanded playoffs, because you're going to have to beat teams. You're going to have to beat three different teams. If you're not a good team, if you're a number 12 seed, for example, you're going to have to win two games just to get there and play whoever the best team is that you're facing. I don't know that we'll ever see a beating this bad. And that's what you're going to be remembered for.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it sounds like loser mentality, but man, I could have. That's like somebody finishing. That's like somebody training for the marathon and then having to stop at mile 20. Like, man, I trained all that time, sacrificed that much, and I didn't even or cramping up at mile 20.
That was more
25. And you
more
can't
like
finish
mile 8. They
yeah.
It was over. It was like, over.
There's
at mile.
There's this comedian when I was a kid. I used to watch. I saw him one time on Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedians named Franklin Ajayi, and he had a joke. It was like, man, I can't believe these cats who run. Go to the Olympics. You ever think about how much work it takes? Man, you gotta run. You gotta get your sleep in. You're lifting weights. You're not having romance with the ladies. You're not doing this, that, and the other. You get to the Olympics, and how must that guy feel when you got 8 guys lined up, and you take off, and he's in last place, just thinking, damn, I didn't even have to train at all. I could have finished last. I could have had all that stuff and still finished last.
That is a shame. Well, how about finishing first? How about this? Super Bowl right now, Super Bowl MVP odds.
They've already got Super Bowl MVP odds.
And just you can get some pretty good. You're risking that your team even gets
there. The favorite cannot be Brock Purdy.
It is not, but he's
top
fourth.
Three. Oh, four? Okay.
Yeah.
The favorite is going to be Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
Number two will be Josh Allen.
Two.
Number three will be Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Number four, Purdy. Number five, Burrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Who's the first non-quarterback?
First non-quarterback will be... it's either going to be... I don't think it would be Kelsey. It would probably be Diggs, but then... If you got a quarterback and a wide receiver, so you're probably looking.
Kelsey's ninth at 25-1.
Where's Diggs?
Diggs is 11th at 33-1. Tied for 10th with Devin Singletary, which is odd. No, it's going to be pretty
not
obvious.
Not Micah Parsons.
No. It's okay. Going to be pretty obvious when you hear it.
Oh, Nick Bosa.
Not Nick Bosa.
What's Nick Bosa?
The first defensive player is Nick Bosa, but he's 50-1.
He's 50-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can have a huge impact on a game.
Yeah, Michael Parsons is 50-1 as well. Those two are the.
Hold on. Let me think. So it can't be AJ Brown.
No, AJ's down there 50-1.
Not gonna be a running back. Hold on. You said it would be obvious.
Oh, it might be a running back.
Oh, McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. Yeah. McCaffrey's 12-1.
He's on the team.
Dak is 12-1. Debo's 16-1. Kelsey 25. I like McCaffrey, if you want to know the truth. I could certainly see McCaffrey running for over 100, scoring maybe a couple of touchdowns in that game, and getting pretty good odds on him. Because once the game gets here, you ain't getting 12-1 on Christian McCaffrey.
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Now would be the time
now,
to bet.
Now's
it.
The time.
Now would be the time to bet it.
By the way, did you see Mattress Mack has a new deal? If the Dallas Cowboys beat Tampa... You could have your free furniture. They just had to beat Tampa.
No.
Swear to you, if they won on Monday night, I'm like, how am I not going out there and getting this?
Wow, they were favorites.
They're 2.5-point favorites.
Wow. You had to do it in a hurry.
Well, so what Mac is doing probably is he's got a little hedge where he's getting plus, you know, plus 115.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know he did, but if the Cowboys... Now he's going to do regular... Texans and Colts. If the Texans...
I know.
Hey, I'm going to tell you today. I mean, if the Texans can beat the Colts...
I know it works.
You're 7 times your money back.
I know it works, Mac, but at some point you may have to scale it back to keep it special because I need to go get some... If not, I need to just start
wait
trying
till
to...
Wait until he does another one of those.
I just need to... I mean, I know. I just need to wait and then you just, you know... You get a friend to put something down, and then you got a hedge going. You got your own hedge where you're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to get this $4,000 worth of furniture, but I'll play 2 dimes on this other team, so I'm just basically know that I'm paying $2,000 for this furniture.
Tom Brady's team in week one, the favorite?
Raiders.
Raiders are the favorite. Jets are second. Patriots third.
No.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Patriots. He ain't going back to the Patriots.
He'll retire before he goes Patriots.
Will he retire? Plus 110. No is minus 150. The favorite is no.
No, I think it's no also.
Yeah, I think he'll probably come. Yeah. Will he retire and then unretire?
No.
That's 20 to 1 is minus 20.
Can't do it again.
Yeah, he can't do that. No, just can't do it. And then finally, who's going to be the Jets starting quarterback? The favorite?
Mike White.
Derek Carr. Jimmy Garoppolo second, Tom Brady's third.
Hmm.
Who's going to be the Texans starting quarterback in week one?
I was going to ask you if Texans quarterback, starting quarterback week one is Davis Mills.
You think that's a favorite?
Good luck, gentlemen.
You think that's a favorite?
Well, I mean, you can't make it. You just don't know right now. You can't make it Bryce Young.
No, but
here's what went through my mind. Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud.
Well, what are the odds? I think the better odds are it's going to be C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young.
Well, so what I did was I went Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud. They draft C.J. Stroud, and then they wait on C.J. Stroud and let him, and they take him a little slowly and maybe don't start him until until a bye week or when they think it's time to start him. They get him in camp. They think, okay, he needs a little more seasoning. He's only played 2 years of football. So that's why I said Davis Mills, because if it's Bryce Young, it'll be Bryce Young. But I'm going to say, okay, no Bryce Young. I'm going to say C.J. Stroud. And if Stroud comes in, then Davis Mills will start ahead of C.J. Stroud in the first game because they'll try to bring him along a little more slowly. That was my thought. That was why I was there. So I still think that's possible.
But so you think the favorite is to get C.J. Stroud and not Bryce Young?
C.J. Stroud, yeah.
I think it's still going to be Bryce Young.
It too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the Bears are going to trade up.
Could be. If the Bears don't get the package they want, they'll draft a high-impact rusher. They'll draft whoever they think is the best player.
If they give it up.
And let me tell you, if they think Bryce Young is the best player in this draft, they'll trade Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening, but if they do, then you can deal Justin Fields to the, like I said, deal him to the Ravens, and then the Ravens can deal Lamar if they want to. Deal him to the Colts. Deal him to the Jets.
The Raiders.
You know, the Raiders, yeah. Deal him somewhere else. Deal him to Tampa if you wanted to.
Deal him to the Colts.
Yep.
Instead of getting the pick, they get Justin Fields.
Yeah, you get Justin Fields, and we get the fourth pick.
Ooh, the first and the fourth? That wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be the worst thing that's ever happened in the world, and you get Bryce Young and Jalen Carter. Bryce Young and Will Anderson? I mean, that'd be pretty strong.
Last the four.
I don't think so either, but that'd be pretty strong.
The tech kid.
Yeah, Tyree Wilson.
Yeah.
I found a kid that is, like, special. Guy named Drew Sanders from Arkansas. Holy moly. He came from Alabama. He was a defensive end at Alabama, number 42. He looks like Leighton Vander Esch. He's about 6'5", 233 pounds. He needs to get a little bit bigger. This guy played, they moved him to inside linebacker. He ended up with like 9 or 10 sacks, 13.5 tackles for loss. He can jump out of the gym. He transferred from Alabama to Arkansas, and he's a pass rusher. Like, you can put him on the edge, and he rushed the pass with this really quick inside move. And all I could think of was, man, this is like Tremaine Edmonds all over again from his strength, length, explosiveness. And then, but he can, like, is a legitimate pass rusher. So I got a really high grade on him. I'm going to be way higher on him than most people are. And Bijan Robinson, too. Like, Bijan's going to be one of the top five players in the draft for me. I've already got Drew Sanders and Bijan ahead of Tyree Wilson. So I still have to write Bryce Young and Jalen Carter, but those two guys are probably going to be 3 and 4 for me.
Really?
Bijan 3 and Drew Sanders 4. Yeah. Sanders, wait until you see him. This guy's got some freaky athletic ability.
Let's get Justin in here before we hit the news of the world. What do you say, Justin?
What's going on, guys? I went to buy a couch the other day, and I'm pretty sure that the Mattress Max deal on the Cowboys, it's for them to win the NFC Championship. So they got to win next week as
Is that what it is? Okay.
Oh,
that would make more sense. Yeah. It would give you more time. If the Dallas football team wins the game. I thought he said wins the game on Monday night.
No, wins the game on January whatever.
Ooh. Well,
yeah, that's like, the championship game.
I feel like I'm just paying
Thank
for
you.
My,
they like can't just pick a game.
I feel like I'm just paying for my mattress.
If Baylor beats TCU, then you're going to get triple your money. No, he's not doing that.
Yo mama.
Yo mama. Taking a break when we come back. News of the weird.
Astros win it all 2 times.
Yeah.
2023. He's already got that going on.
Oh, no, yeah. That's absolutely.
He's basically just running a book with furniture. I'll pay you in furniture.
Hey, I was thinking about Doc Manavis. As a matter of fact, I got up, go to the bathroom once last night, and I'm like, I know at some point I'm going to need Doc Manavis. Doc Manavis is, she's unbelievable. Access Vascular Health. She is so good. She's got the best way to handle this. If you have an enlarged prostate, there's one place to go. People, go there first. First of all, she's going to take an x-ray and she's going to take an MRI and she's going to find out if there's any cancer in there. Then you know what? That's a surgery thing. That's going to be, you know, a whole different process. But if you don't have any cancer and you have an enlarged prostate, and it's something that can be dangerous for you because you get bladder problems, urinary tract infections, kidney problems, all of these things with an enlarged prostate. Plus, you're getting up in the middle of the night 3-4 times. You've got to stop this thing. And she's got the best process. No surgery. All it is an IV. If you're in the chair for 45 minutes. She wants you to wait around a half hour after. That's a long lunch. It's an hour and 15-minute lunch, and you're back. You're playing golf right after. You're doing whatever. It's an IV that's going to cure this thing. So if you are getting up in the middle of the night a bunch, if you think you might have some prostate problems, go see Doc Manavis. It's all at 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, let's talk about if you have been injured. You know, a lot of people get injured. It's always a nightmare for me whenever I'm driving next to a 16-wheeler. I like immediately will speed up and get past them, especially if I'm on, you know, headed back from Louisiana or headed out there and you're in those two lanes and you're up against a concrete barrier and it's like, oh my gosh, if all they have to do is make a mistake and start drifting in this lane, I'm going to get smashed. And that actually happens to people. If you're on I-10 east at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's always a wreck somewhere. And, you know, if that were to happen to you, you could really face serious injury, not just your car getting demolished, but you could face serious injury, losing time at work, hospital bills, physical therapy, not to mention the pain and suffering that you could have for a long time. And you need somebody who is going to fight for you so that you get taken care of for a problem that was not yours, an injury that was not yours. If you have been injured due to someone else's negligence, whether on the job or just out in the roadways, a refinery blast, I don't care where it is. John Daspit and his lawyers are there to help you. They've got 70 lawyers in 10 different cities here in Texas, and they are the biggest firm that you're going to find here in the for personal injury here in the city of Houston, and one of the biggest in the entire state. And they will go that extra mile. They work overtime to make sure that you are taken care of. Call 713-322-HURT. Make sure that you call or give that number to someone that you may know who is going through this very issue right now. 713-322-HURT or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, you have a fear of lightning. Am I right?
Yeah.
You know that scientists have invented a device. It's a 5-ton device that will redirect lightning strikes so that they won't hit places that are important, like power stations, airports, and launch pads. Would you like one out front of your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a 5-ton deal. It's like a...
That's big.
Big as a car.
Yeah, it's actually a lot.
Yeah, so it actually... maybe you could drive it around and redirect lightning strikes wherever you go.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
That's a lot. 5 tons is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's still something. Speaking of a lot.
It would help.
Apparently, there is a hotel on Reddit where the hotel is charging you if you open the mini fridge. $50. Just to open the mini fridge.
Wait, hotel on Reddit. Reddit is a...
Yeah, on Reddit. But yeah, it's fun. The people on Reddit shared... That they are charging $50 if you open the mini fridge. Now, is that...
So the stock mini fridges, you know, if you lift anything up, their weight sensor, right. they charge you because what happened was people would take it out and then they were finding ways to take it out and then refill it with water or whatever.
Right, and put it back on.
They... What?
Yes. Yes.
They charge you for opening it?
Opening it. A $50 charge.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
We ain't about that.
Where is that place?
Okay, not going there. Reddit is also asking, which celebrity looks like they smell bad? Which celebrity looks like they smell
bad? Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson does look like he smells bad.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein came up.
Ooh.
Post Malone came up.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Cara Delevingne? I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
He looks like he smells bad. Russell Brand? Got a little heavy. I think he might. He sweats a lot now.
Russell Brand?
Yeah.
No, you're not Russell Brand. You're thinking Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Brand is like skinny.
Yeah.
Why is he a comedian? He's always talking like, with his beard.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one. No, that was my bad. I didn't mean Russell Brand. Russell Brand doesn't look like he smells bad.
How about one lady made the...
Jason Momoa? Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, but I think Jason Momoa's got a nice...
Steven Seagal smells bad.
Yeah,
I'm going to just... I don't even know, but I'm going to say it. I think he smells bad. A Florida man.
Here. Cara
Delevingne.
This is her. Yeah, she smells bad. I mean, yeah. I don't know. You got to...
I like when women smell nice.
Yeah, I don't like stinkers.
You ever been to a Publix grocery store?
Whenever I used to go to Tampa, I don't go to East West Shrine Game, but they got them in Florida. A lot of Publix. It's a southeastern.
If you were going to rob a Publix, what would be the weapon of choice?
I'm trying to think like I'm. Think like I'm.
Well, probably a gun would be first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a frozen fish or
maybe
something.
Maybe a knife.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to come up with what the answer is, though.
No.
How about with a, a lighter and an aerosol spray?
That would be good. Actually, that would be dangerous.
Yeah.
Where would stapler rank?
Lower. Now, staple gun or nail gun?
No, just a stapler.
What about that thing from No Country for Old Men?
Oh, my. No,
where
no,
you
no,
could
the,
shoot
the
with
cow?
An air gun.
The cow air gun?
What about that?
No.
That would be dangerous, yes.
This would be
not a stapler.
Just a regular stapler.
A swing line? Was it a swing line?
It was a swing line.
Swing line stapler.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to rob this place with my swing line.
Now, this is at fact, so I think it has to be true. A German study concludes that staring at women's breasts for 10 minutes a day is better for your health than going to the gym. Do you think that you're getting a better workout staring at women's breasts for 10 minutes than going to the gym?
Eventually.
It depends on what you're doing at the gym, really.
Yeah, and it depends on, as you stare, is there a transition where you start to exercise?
I don't know if there's any exercise involved.
There's not.
Another study says U.S. birth rates have reached record lows. Do you kind of feel...
Good.
Do you feel like that you are part of the problem here? Because you had you had been giving birth rates at such a record rate, and now you've stopped?
I'm nothing. I've looked at players on their bios and the amount of siblings I'm seeing. I'm like, man, not gonna. Well, and then I'm thinking, yeah, we need this for Social Security. Y'all need to keep cranking out kids. And then I realized, hey, wait a minute. We've got 7 billion people in the world now. Let's slow it down, actually.
Yeah, we need to slow it down.
Yeah, let's slow it down.
Do you remember who James Bond is, right?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Unless there's a different James Bond.
Well, I don't know. James Bond is now the women's first openly LGBTQ cabinet secretary. Did you think that James Bond would transition into a cabinet secretary, an LGBTQ?
James Bond.
James Bond. That's his name.
Okay. I didn't think we'd have a cabinet secretary ever named James Bond. I didn't know we did. I feel like that should have been a bigger story. Or also, I just spend my time in a room watching football. So probably did. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are saying, Lance, James Bond.
I didn't figure he was training for that job, but apparently.
It's a lot more boring. I'd rather be in Monte Carlo gambling with those giant, chips that they put down, the plastic things.
It's 2023. James Bond is different. Okay. Okay.
Da-na-da-na. Oh, yeah. No, I guarantee you, within 2 James Bond movies, something drastic change is coming.
Yeah. Now, you know what else is happening? Tequila.
Yes, it is. As I sat back down, tequila is happening. Tequila is happening every single day if you wanted to, as long as you're drinking something quality like Maestro Dobel. Maestro Dobel is, that's the good stuff now. It's a top-shelf tequila at a very reasonable price, and it's made with 11 generations of tequila makers have fine-tuned the process. Made in Tequila, Mexico, the process they use and the aging that's involved creates their distinctive flavor profile. And when I say there, I mean multiple tequilas. Añejo, Añejo Extra, Cristalinos, the Silver, the Smoke Silver, the Reposado, and so on and so forth. You're going to find a bottle that you absolutely love, whether you're a cocktail drinker or margaritas, obviously, same thing, or you are a sipper. If you're a tequila sipper like I've become, you'll really appreciate the deliciousness of Maestro Dobel. Your only decision now is you want it room temperature, you want it cool. That's your decision. But Maestro Dobel is your answer. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.